Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Broadcasting on behalf of Kosher 101.9, a radio around the world, which goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico. We are speaking from Jerusalem, Israel. The Lost Ten Tribes were exiled. The Lost Ten Tribes lost consciousness of their identity. The Lost Ten Tribes are the majority of the people of Israel. Originally 12 tribes. The 12 tribes split in two after conquering the land of Israel. After several hundred years later, they split into two separate kingdoms. The kingdom of Israel in the north and the kingdom of Judah in the south. The present-day Jews are descended from former inhabitants of what was the kingdom of Judah. Kingdom of Israel, which was to the north of the Kingdom of Judah, consisted of 10 tribes, and these 10 tribes were conquered by the Assyrians, taken away, and disappeared. They did a task to play according to prophecy, according to the Bible. There was a reason for this, and there was a purpose for the Almighty wanted them to fulfill in world history, and they did fulfill that purpose. Today we are reaching the end times, and today there's a need for the identity, the true identity of who the Lost Ten Tribes are. It is a need for it to be known, need for it to be made public. It is a need for descendants of the Lost Israelites to know and realize who they are, where they came from. And this is what we are doing. This is what Brit Am is doing. This is the task of Brit Am and the task of others, the task of all whosoever is inspired in this direction to let the Lost Tribes know who they are and to prove it. You can help us. You can help us financially. You can help us by participating in our learning, by taking it to heart, and perhaps even telling others about it, because it is important. It concerns you. It concerns the truth of the Bible. It concerns the knowledge and awareness of divine providence, and it concerns, it involves what is going on around us day after day now. Isaiah, the whole, tells us where the Lost Tribes were. So do the other prophets. One of the especially prominent chapters, portions of Isaiah in this regard is chapter 49, the whole of which is dedicated to the Lost Ten Tribes or to Judah, the present-day Jews, and their reaction, their interrelationship with the Lost Ten Tribes. Isaiah in chapter 49 speaks of the Lost Ten Tribes returning. He says in Isaiah 49:12, "Behold, these shall come from far, and though these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim." We have spoken on this verse in our long talk that we gave, in more than an hour long talk on the chapter of Isaiah. But now we're just talking briefly, and we just want to point out one point that Isaiah was referring to the people of Australia, the people in Australia and New Zealand. That is who he was referring to by the land of Sinim. He says, "These shall come from the north and the west." In other words, the land of Israel is in the center. From the north and west, from the northwest, from the land of Israel is where a good proportion, the central center of gravity, as if to say, the demographic center of gravity of the Lost Tribes, of those who will return, will be northwest from the land of Israel. But they shall also come from the land of Sinim. Incidentally, they shall also return from South Africa, the Afrikaners and the British who live there. They too shall return. But here he's referring to the land of Sinim. The land of Sinim refers to Australia and New Zealand. And how do we know that? Well, first of all, land of Sinim, according to Jewish commentary, rabbinical commentary, is the land of the south. Arad Roma in Aramaic, it says in the Aramaic translation. Rashi says it means the land of the south. The southern land is what the land of Sinim is understood to mean. In the Latin translation to the Bible, the land of Sinim is translated as Australis. Australis in Latin means southern land. That is why Australia was so named. Australia was so named because there was always a tradition that the great southern land existed. And when Australia was discovered, or rather the existence of Australia was confirmed or reconfirmed, they applied the name Australis or Australia to it, because this was this great southern land whose existence had always been known, or that rumours had reached the west concerning. Australia was populated at that time by the Aborigines. Australian Aborigines were a mixture of peoples, different peoples, but lived at a very primitive, at that time a very primitive standard of living. It was very sparsely populated. The Australian Aborigines themselves may well have originated, as some say, as the archaeological and anthropological evidence suggests. They may have originated from Egypt or from some area of the Middle East. Remnants of them, similar peoples to them, are found in different portions of the world. They are found in South Africa, in Yemen, in Southern Arabia, in India, in China. And it could well be that they had originated in the Middle East and that they are the Sinai. Sinai means the Canaanites, the Australian Aborigines descend from the Sinai, who from the Middle East moved to China, India, and from there they eventually, in different ways, some way or other, congregated in the land of Australia. Australia was visited by the Indonesians. Indonesia is not that far away from Australia, by sea boat, fishing expeditions, trading expeditions amongst the islands. The northern coast of Australia we visited from Indonesia. Indonesia at a very early age received visitors from Phoenicia. You find Phoenician writings in Sumatra. There's a script based on Phoenician writing. You know the Phoenicians were there. Phoenicians were in that area. They had knowledge of it. And so probably too did the Egyptians. Recent discoveries have claimed that to have proof that Egyptian and Phoenician ships did visit the shores of Australia. And we tend to think there is something in these claims, but even if there is not, even if it is all the work of enthusiasts or people who have gone overboard and not misunderstood the things that they have found, even so, it is quite visible that the Phoenicians, the Asian Israelites as well, had knowledge of the existence of Australia and New Zealand. In fact, it is almost certain. We also find Roman maps which have a land on these maps representing Australia, or something which could be understood to represent Australia. Marco Polo in China heard of the existence of Australia in the 1400s, and how Australia was eventually discovered when Portuguese and Dutch sailors visited Indonesia, and when returning from their visits to the Indonesian islands, they were blown off course, or they deviated from their course, and they came to Australia. If in ancient times the Phoenicians had also been visiting Indonesia for the same purposes as the Dutch and Portuguese later did, there's no reason why they should not have also discovered Australia in the same way as these later navigators from Portugal and Holland did. Australia eventually was made a jail. It was made a jail where people could be taken, serve out their sentence, and then be let free. And upon being let free, in some cases they would be given land which they could work off at a nominal sum, where they didn't have to pay that much of it, or whatever they were allowed to work land and to become the owners of this land. Others worked with the major landowners, and on the whole they had a relatively civilized existence. They were not allowed to return to Britain. So this was the purpose of Australia. Later, gold was discovered in Australia, and people came from all over the world. And now Australia is quite a cultivated country, quite a prosperous country, a civilized area, with people who have an exemplary record in warfare, in athletics, in culture, in scientific findings, and their level of civilization, and in their characteristics of openness, of friendliness, of manliness, or whatever other nice things you can say about someone in that place. And I myself come from Australia, and I can testify that they're not all bad. In fact, they're quite good and have a lot to be proud of. So Australia may be identified as the land of Sinim. And this comes together, this tells us that Isaiah was saying that the lost tribes would be in the northwest from the land of Israel, and they would also be in the land of Sinim, meaning Australia and New Zealand. And also we have in our criteria, we have a criteria by which we decide which peoples belong to Lost Ten Tribes and which peoples do not. One of those criteria is ethnic affiliation. In other words, that if we find a certain people in one area who we can prove belong to the lost tribes of Israel, who we can prove are descended from ancient Hebrews. And we have another people that we know are related, are physically related, belong to the same family as that people. So the proofs that we have for the one group also apply automatically to the other. The present day population of Australia is on the whole descended from West European peoples, especially those from the British Isles, from Ireland and from Britain. So if this present day population of Australia descends from Israelites, is of Israelite descent, so too do their kith and kin over the seas, in the British Isles and in North America, also descend from those tribes of Israel. And so on, and all proofs that apply to the lost tribes of Israel in general also apply to Australia, and everything which we can take from Australia can, vice versa, can also be applied to the whole body of Israel. All of the proofs have to be seen as one concrete whole, a complementary body of evidence, as we emphasize again and again. You cannot take one point and isolate it and criticize it. It has to be seen as part of an interlocking body of evidence, and every proof stands together with the rest of the proofs. And these, when you see the proofs in this manner, they are in effect incontrovertible. The Lost Ten Tribes, wherever else they may be, the majority of them, where they found the historical expression, where they are referred to in the Bible, is amongst these peoples of the West. There is no doubt about it, and no other explanation is possible according to Scripture. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi signing off now from New Bambi, Brit Am, Israel. Broadcasting from Brit Am, Broadcasting, Israel. On behalf of Radio 101.9 Kosher Radio around the world. Thank you very much.